Hello and welcome to PMU Unfiltered. If you're not sure what you're listening to, this is a permanent makeup pod and video cast. Yeah, that's right. We're out here tattooing people's faces. So if you're new to the industry, if you're a veteran to the industry, come with me on my journey through permanent makeup because we're keeping it real, we're keeping it raw, and most of all, we're keeping this PMU unfiltered. Hello, hello, and welcome back to PMU Unfiltered. I'm your host, Marlo, and I'm here to bring you just a little bit of truth today on how your friendships and your family ships are going to change as you start to deepen yourself into your business. And while some friendships can really flourish, other ones can kind of really be disappointing. So I have experienced this myself. I have talked to other business owners that have begun to take their businesses more seriously and how the dynamics within their friendships, family ships change. If you really feel like you're in a negative headspace right now, which we've all been there, I mean, if you moderately even noticed my hiatus from this last year, it was because I was not in any position to be giving anyone advice or motivation because I was digesting my own shit. So I've been there before for sure. But if you know that you're kind of in this like negative mentality, I swear to it, you can make a choice. Now, maybe depression and that chemical imbalance can be really hard to dig out of. I know, trust me, I know. At some point, you put a cap on that. You say, I'm gonna allow myself one more week of being a little negative poo-poo face. And that's what I did to myself. I was really in a rough place for like the last like 5 months of 2022. And I was really looking forward to the calendar year changeover to 2023. And I told myself, this is the last day I'm allowed to poo-poo and do nothing and not allow myself to take those steps forward that I know I needed to do. And when 2023 hit, I really just pulled myself up by my bootstraps, put on a different mask and was just like, you are this person now. I have to say, it's kind of been working well for me this year. I definitely have days where I am that other person for sure, but we need to be able to say enough is enough. I got this, no more sad stories. You can do it. You have to be your own cheerleader. And a part of being your own cheerleader in your business is really not seeking validation from your friends and family. Your friends and family aren't always gonna give you the answers that you want or need to hear. I have definitely gotten bad advice from people that really do love me. My parents, I love them deeply. I have a really good relationship with my parents sometimes, but you know, for the most part, my parents really do care and they want to see me being successful. And they also don't want to see me fail. So sometimes their advice coming from a different generation isn't really always applicable for my life now and who I want to be. So if you guys know, and you've been listening to my podcast, yada, 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 you know I was an administrative assistant in my past life. And my parents were really corporate 9-to-5 people living very safe lives. And that was able to give me a really great structured childhood. But when I was watching my parents grow up, I didn't want to do that at all. I remember watching my mom run off to work with her shoulder pads on in like the 90s with her briefcase and coming home at night kind of complaining about a boss. And I knew that that really just wasn't for me. Even though I found myself in the corporate world for about 10 years and it has its pros and cons, which you've heard me talk about plenty of times, I realized that I really wanted to be an entrepreneur. I really wanted to take control of my own life. Even though there are days that when you're working a corporate job, you're kind of allowed to check out. There's really no checking out of being an entrepreneur. People say, oh, how lucky you got. Oh, this looks so fun. It's not always fun and dancing on reels and pointing at random things on the screen and having things pop up in your reels and you know, just doing brows and having a giddy old fun time. It's not like that. You know by now, even if you're here and you're starting your journey and you're even just practicing, you've already started to digest the depth in which it's going to take to become an entrepreneur. Let's get back on topic about approaching our friends and family on, should I do this in my business? Should I do that in my business? What do you think? I really have stopped asking people what I think because when I knew I wanted to shift my entire career from being a brow artist and owning my own business, I confided in my parents about wanting to do this and have in exploring this dream of mine. While I really wanted to do that, they kind of gave me bad advice. they told me that I shouldn't, and I should really stick to this stable career. And I knew that I didn't want to do it. That's just like a quick thing on just an idea of not everyone that you're going to talk to is going to give you great advice. You have to stick to your core and what's built inside of you and what you're passionate about. And you have to take the trust and responsibility in yourself to know that you're going to get it done. It's a lot of pressure and it's really scary, but you can do it. If I did it, I know you can too. It just takes a lot of fucking guts. So let's get back on topic about how your friendships and family ships are going to change over developing a new career and a new life and starting to focus on you, because trust me, they will change. The first one here that I wanted to highlight is when you spend less time out socializing and you prioritize your own goals and activities and what that might be looking like when you have friends that you specifically socialize with, you specifically go out to brunch with, you specifically are there for them for happy hour drinks, you show up to every little random event or shopping or whatever it is that you're doing, those friends are really going to have a hard time sometimes, especially if they're just your social friends. Now, if you have friends that maybe you do social stuff with, but you also have a little bit of a deeper relationship with, you'll see that maybe those friends care a little bit more about your success. But those friends that you socialize with, when they start hearing no more often, or I have to go do this today, look, it's really hard to prioritize things that don't legitimately exist. Things that you need to do. Like, I need to sit home today and do my administrative tasks, or I need to make sure I'm creating content today. I need to make sure I'm ordering all my products and doing inventory. Now, that's not a time allotted task with a client there that's holding you accountable for you showing up. It's you holding you accountable, which is hella hard to do. But when that social event pops up and someone's like, hey, wanna grab a drink? It's happy hour. And you're just like, I don't wanna do any of this right now. Fuck it, let's go out and have some happy hour. But really, that happy hour is going to impact you far longer than just a little 2-hour sliver or something. It's true. Those friends that you really do spend a lot of time socializing with might have a hard time hearing no. Number two on our list of how your ships will change as you start to focus more on yourself. You're going to prioritize yourself differently. When you're focusing on your own personal growth, your priorities are going to shift, of course. You may find that you have different interests and goals than your friends, depending upon your kind of friends. Maybe they are like corporate people. Maybe they are entrepreneurs. Maybe they're just a stay-at-home mom. Maybe their whole lives are subsidized by somebody else. They're living at home and they don't have rent to pay. There's so many ways that your friends have different priorities than you. Not to say that your friends don't have different priorities than you, but there are some people out there that really talk a big game. They're out there saying like, yo, I want my goals. I want to buy a house. I want to do this. I want this in the bank. And there actually aren't any of the actions involved. And that's where you need to really take off those rose-colored glasses and put that clear lens on and see things for what they are. When you start prioritizing yourself in particular, you're going to have different goals and different interests. What you consume is going to change. You're going to consume more motivational content. You'll want to consume highly successful people. You're going to want to seek out things like this podcast to make sure that you're listening to and keeping you there and keeping that driving force there. It's really hard to constantly stay motivated on your own. So I highly recommend consuming uplifting content. I'm talking about the content that's really good for you. And I've digested motivational content myself just to get my head on straight, to build the armor and the strength to be resilient. That's just really important. And let me tell you, some of the people around you are not gonna like that new version of you. They're gonna be watching you get ahead and take yourself to the next level. It's hard. It can be hard for your friends and family, and it doesn't mean that they love you any less, but it's really hard to start to let go of friendships that don't serve you. step three on how your friendships and your relationships are going to change when you start focusing on yourself. You're going to change the way you communicate with people because you're going to communicate differently. And just by that, just by how you're reframing your life, it's going to make you more self-aware and more reflective. You have to become more reflective on your time, and you have to actually like implement those reflections. I used to be really kind of nonchalant about my schedule. I have actually broken out my entire schedule into my Google Calendar. It's very intimidating and moderately psychotic, but I like seeing all the little idiosyncrasies that I have to do all day in order for my day to be a success. When I am with my partner, as an example of a different type of way I'm communicating no, I let him know. I'll text him, "Hey babe, I'm filming content today. Don't buzz the bell to get let up upstairs because I don't want to edit the ring." So, you know, just things like that. Like I'm informing him. He knows what I'm doing, so it doesn't cause me the anxiety to get in front of the camera and film for you guys. I deeply love topic number 5 on this list of how to start focusing on yourself, which in turn will help you focus on your business, which in turn will help you become a successful beauty business owner, right? Reducing negativity in your life. Not only am I talking about the people that you surround yourself with, but I am talking about how you talk to yourself. How you talk to yourself and how you say that out loud is very triggering for the universe to come back and reflect that up upon you. When you speak negativity into the world, you are creating energy. You are giving that energy and you are providing that negativity energy. So let's just get to the easy part. Your negative friends, your negative spouse, your negative relationships. These people that you surround yourself with potentially, and all they do is just complain, 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 and they're always just on the neg, gossiping about people. Oh, this one did that. This one's doing this. Could you believe she let her kid do that? I can't believe they're doing this in their business. Ultimately, that's not serving you. You are expelling energy, gossiping, and listening to gossip. You did not put any energy, any of that drive, that force that you created, this little tornado of thought that you're really concerned about somebody else, really did not provide you any goals, didn't provide you any forward movement in your own life. One of my most hated things about gossip is the drama that it instills in things. Because when you say something to someone, someone says something to the next person, but they heard it from you, and then all of a sudden you get this whole grapevine effect, and you've been looped up into someone else's drama that, quite frankly, is none of your business, figuratively and literally. So when you're dealing with gossip, I really personally think that gossip is a very low vibration. It is a very low place to be. And I'm going to be very honest right here because, again, this is PMU Unfiltered, and I hope I can help you gain some clarity for your own self and your own dreams and help you level up just coming from someone who wasn't always the best. I mean, I'm still not the best. I think back to when I was a kid and I grew up with a lot of gossip. I grew up in the suburbs of Long Island, and that's what people did. They kind of just like, you know, flapped their jaw a lot, had a lot to say about keeping up with the Joneses and who's doing this on Sundays and how many hours is your kid going here? And ooh, did you hear what so-and-so's older son is doing? I hear he's getting into some bad stuff. He was caught smoking cigarettes. And you know what? It's a mentality. When you're operating at a really low vibration and you're infusing your own energies and thoughts into other people's lives and you're just consumed with someone else's life, how in God's name is that serving you? I've really come to realize that gossiping has made me insecure about myself. When I gossip about people, it makes me think people are gossiping about me, which makes me feel terrible and insecure. And it makes me think that people are talking about me in such negative ways after I've left and I've met them. Being a past gossiper has been a huge source of my own insecurities. So I really do ultimately try to gossip a lot less, especially when I go and I meet up with them and then I leave whatever it is that I'm doing with them and someone says, hey, how is so-and-so doing? And instead of saying like a whole bunch of like negative shit, I just try to really flip things more positive, and it's given me such a more happy and optimistic outtake on this world that people want positivity and they want to be talked about nicely even when they're not in front of you. So I highly recommend just staying away from gossip, and in turn, it will make you a lot less of an insecure person, which I think is hella great, right? Number 5, on how your shifts are going to change when you start focusing on yourself and your business. You're gonna find out who are certain type of friends for certain type of things. You might have thought your friend that you were meeting up with for happy hour really had like your very best interests, but honestly, they're really going to miss you at happy hour, and they're still going to happy hour, and they're not going to come over for a movie night where maybe you guys aren't drinking and you're just going to like sit and hang out and listen to music and maybe make dinner for them. So you're going to see the dynamics of your friendships change. And when you start really seeing how people serve you in your life, you're going to want to maybe actually take that friend up on the offer. You go and you go to workout with, and you like really clicked with some girl like at the end of workout class, and you're like, hey, do you want to go grab a coffee? Just because you felt that energy. You were open to meeting new people, listening to new people, hearing what new people have to say. And not everyone's always going to hit and like nail it on the head. Some people you're just not going to vibe with, you know, but you will see how your current friends and the dynamics will shift, especially when you start telling them no, or when you start inviting them to new activities that you're doing that you're trying to explore. Hell, if you're trying to become a little bit more sober in your life, really take a bit more of the less alcohol approach, which I highly recommend. If you were trying to focus on yourself and you're trying to focus on your business, I'm sorry. I know this fucking sucks to hear, but smoking and drinking and, you know, whatever your recreational activities are, you might have to peel back from that. And that will definitely, definitely expose the type of friends that you have for sure. Because I know, look, you guys know, I used to be number one party girl and that was really fun, but I don't have a lot of those friends anymore. And I'm okay with it. You know why? Because I'm focusing on myself and ultimately I'm more happy with myself and I don't need those distractions in my life. Does not mean I don't have a glass of wine or a beer at the end of the day when I'm watching Love is Blind. Yes, maybe I do. You know, maybe I hit a little, you know, at the end of the night. But more often than not, I really don't go out anymore and get fucked up and it kills me for like 2 days, and it like messes with my mind and it brings me really low mentally and like depressed and shit, you know? So if you're feeling that way, yeah, I know that's going to shift your friendships. You will see, but I really do highly recommend peeling back from these, very socially acceptable, recreational activities that society deems as normal to go out and get fucking bombed at brunch on Sunday. It's kind of weird. I dare you to practice not ordering a drink for dinner. It could be really hard, but I also recommend getting your partner or your friend on board with you before you do it, and it makes it a little bit easier. So, and a lot of places have like some cool mocktails, or I'll just get like a sneaky little treat, like a Diet Coke or something like that, because I just need a little bubble in my life. I need a little, you know, that's fine. Just have something. Okay, before I get to number 6, tell me, do you have friends in your life that you know wouldn't serve you if you really actually focused on yourself? Comment down below with a fire emoji. I would love to know if you know deep down inside that's the actual truth. All right, last one on the list here is you're gonna make new friends. And it's really interesting because the more entrepreneurs that I meet out in the world, or I really vibe with them. I really do. And we have the same, like, similar energy and, you know, just like zest for life. And definitely, like, I have a friend, she's an esthetician, and we didn't always have a very deeply bonded relationship. She was someone that I enjoyed spending my time with. She's cool. She likes talking about spiritual stuff. But when I was ready to accept her into my life is when we really bonded. I said yes to seeing her because it served me. On Sunday, it's my day off. And when Tina hits me up and says, "Hey, do you want to go shopping and grab lunch?" I know it is a great way of spending my time. So I've actually fostered that relationship with her. Now, running your own business doesn't mean you sit yourself in isolation and take yourself away from everybody, but you're really opening up to people that have a higher vibration and that are vibrating on the level that you want to be at or that you are at in your business. Tina is a go-getter. She runs an awesome, beautiful esthetician, spa, facial treatment, waxing salon in Brooklyn. She has a very similar outlook on life to me. We have a very similar drive, but you know what? Sometimes she's low and sometimes I'm high and vice versa. But when we spend our time together, I know it's going to serve me. I know we're going to talk about business and like client situations that we need to figure out how to peel through. And did we submit our taxes yet? And just like things that we have to focus on within our business. And it always is like, it's like a brainstorming session. It's a download. And you're going to find out that when you stop hanging out with low vibrational people, high vibrational people will come into your life and like-minded people will also come into your life. And it's funny because my fiance is also an entrepreneur. He's a personal trainer and he runs his own financial coaching business, which we'll get to in another point in time because oy vey, finances when you're running your own business. Am I right? I really admire his commitment to his business and his schedule, and he really makes very little excuses. So I'm watching him make no excuses, and even when I'm making my own excuses, literally, I really am. I'm like, wow, it can be done. I'm watching him do it. So you know what? I try to use that as motivation and empowerment, even though it kind of can get me down sometimes that he is doing it. I'm like, oh, I can't be like that. Oh, why am I not like that? That's just not me. But that is the energy that I'm putting out into the world. And really at the end of the day, we need to be putting out the energy. Well, if he can do it, I can do it too. Or, okay, what's step number one to access that ability? I need to put in my Google Calendar the steps in which I need to take throughout the day to set me up for success to get something done. It's those things that you have to watch the people around you, and don't be a hater. If someone's really good at what they do and you kind of hate on them, is there an admiration there? So, you know, peel that apart. Not everyone, of course, but I really do believe in surrounding yourself with people that are going to lift you up. You should be surrounding yourself with giants, of course. If you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. That's what I have for you guys today. And if you'd like for me to just know that you're enjoying this, you want to get more information on my content, you have to hit that subscribe button, because that's what's going to get you in my loop of seeing me more and getting this motivational content so you can level up in your business, level up in your mind, level up in your soul, so we can really do great things here within the beauty business, because there's no other place like this in this community that I've created here. And it's kind of like shocking to me, honestly, but I'm here to keep it real with you. Let's keep it real. Let's keep it raw. Let's keep it unfiltered. I'm just kidding. Don't forget to subscribe, like my channel, and stay tuned for more. And I gotta go see a client. Bye, guys.